Some ranch, Russell Ranch. If you're someone who's bought into the area, if you're someone who's thinking about buying a new home and has heard of Folsom Ranch, all the new homes are putting in there. We're going to talk a little bit about the housing, what new home builders are coming into the area. We'll also talk about commercial, their development plans, how many houses they plan to put in, and if it's worth it to buy in Folsom Ranch. You got Sam Golovi, but more about that in a second. Welcome to Sacramento's one YouTube channel for all real estate news regarding Sacramento and the surrounding areas. So if that's you, hit that subscribe button and that bell will bring you bi-weekly content. We also go live every Wednesday at 5:30. So tune in, let's get going, and let's talk a little Sacramento right now. All right. Before we get started, now here's the thing is, if you guys have questions about the real estate market in general in Sacramento, and Natomas, El Dorado, you just throw it at us. We're out there all the time. But Sam and I have these conversations about Folsom Ranch because it's such an exciting development. Right, Sam?
Oh, Folsom Ranch is really one of the kind of biggest new master plan communities coming in, and being in Folsom, one of the best places to live in the Sacramento area. I mean, it's got really a lot of eyes on it right now.
I mean, it's pretty crazy as far as their development, as far as like what they plan on putting in, all that fun stuff. I mean, like the major employers around there, you got so many job options. Like you got Blue Shield, Sutter Health, Intel, you name it, and they have it. Redfin, don't know if that office is going to be there soon, but it might. You never know.
Jab, jab, jab. When I saw that slide, I was like, what the heck? There's a Redfin there?
They're planning on it. All right. So what do you think? Okay. So let's talk a little Folsom. As far as like you and I, we sell a lot in Folsom as far as the new home stuff goes. Russell Ranch, Folsom Ranch. What do you think as far as like bang for your buck? Do you think it still holds water in comparison to like the other parts of Folsom?
I mean, it's definitely a different feel when you go here. It's, in my opinion, it's not as established yet. You're kind of getting the beginning curve, you know. But if you're looking for something long-term, a lot of the times that people that call us or want to know about Folsom Ranch, I think it's one of those communities that you're going to buy there for the long-term. Because really, I think the next 5, 10, 15, 20 years is really when it's going to explode. I mean, it's already exploded a lot with housing, specifically in the last 5 years. I mean, you could see it just driving on the Highway 50. Basically, all that you see on your right-hand side going up there is essentially Folsom Ranch, Russell Ranch. So it's been exciting, but I would say it's still a little bit underdeveloped because when you go out there, I mean, it's just construction zone right now.
Okay, let's do this. We know the price points, and we'll go into some of the builders that are building there right now, but what do you think of Folsom in comparison to Anatolia? Because Anatolia is just a stone's throw away. 5-10 minutes away, Elk Grove Unified School District, you know, and all that stuff. Like, what do you think as far as like, would you pay the extra to live in Folsom? Is Anatolia still a bang for your buck comparison to Folsom? What do you think?
You know, that's funny because that's usually the conversation that we have with a lot of our clients. Hey, I want to be in Folsom, or hey, I want to be in Anatolia. Kind of, what are my options? And they end up choosing between the two because there's so much development going on between these two communities. But when we're talking about like premium area, higher grade area, in my opinion, I know someone's probably going to give me a bad comment in the chat below, but go ahead. It helps the algorithm. But I would say Folsom Ranch is definitely a more premium area to live in.
Okay.
Hands down. A lot more going on too when you're in Folsom Ranch. I mean, it's just a 5-minute drive and you're next to all the shopping. We're talking about Palladio in Folsom. We're talking about Costco. We're talking about, you know, Lifetime Fitness, Green Acres, whatever you possibly could need. I mean, it's just a short drive. So I think that all that shopping and all that kind of vibrant life is going to bring a lot more, you know, desirability to Folsom.
Okay.
It's rated really good on the schools. It's safe. You know, Sunset Magazine, I believe, said it was like one of the best places to raise a family a few years ago. So Folsom, it's kind of, it has that brand name, but I think Anatolia is still, like, don't get me wrong, we just sold a home in Anatolia, I think last month, new build out there, and they're ecstatic. They love it. It's a great community. So depending on price point and kind of what you're looking for, I think price point is really the main differentiation between the two communities.
Yeah, no, I like that. I mean, I think either way, I think you're going to win. I think Anatolia, you know, you're going to be near. If the more Folsom develops and grows and everything too, Anatolia is going to benefit from it. The only thing with Anatolia is you might feel a little bit more farther removed from stuff than in Folsom Ranch eventually.
Totally.
Right now, Folsom Ranch is like, you know, Mad Max Thunderdome. You know, there's like, it's crazy there, man. I drive and I just keep driving and I get through these dead ends and I'm like, there's a detour sign and I'm going here and I'm like, I don't know where.
It's a crazy.
Complete. It's just completely,
yeah.
You know, yeah. I mean, it's just nuts over there right now. But I do like the Folsom Ranch area. And if you're someone who's looking for a new home and you're thinking to yourself, look, I'm from the Bay Area. I want to buy a new home. You know, like in certain areas like in Elk Grove, you know, you're going to have new home builders that are separate, right? You're going to have one over here, one over there. Folsom Ranch is like Disneyland for like adults who are looking for new homes. I mean, like you drive to KB, you drive to Tri Point, you go to Richmond, you go here and there and everything too. It's crazy. I mean, like, and you're in Folsom, which is just a, as far as our metro area goes, Folsom is one of the spots that people just love. They drool over Folsom. So, yeah. I mean, it's crazy how many builders are building there, you know?
Mm-hmm.
What do you think as far as Toll Brothers Regency and the active community plus 55 over there? Toll is a little hurting over there. Do you think that was a good move for them to do, especially since Lennar was going to do an active community over there as well too?
I think... You know, there was a lot of interest there. I had multiple clients that kind of came out there and were like, hey, this might be the community. But I think really one drawback there is the HOA, a little steep. But even just on a very practical side, I think when you're trying to sell a product that they're marketing as luxury, people can't really see the resort style living just yet. I think they still haven't opened up their whole pool area and all that. And really what you're paying for is to be in the community, the amenities, right? That spa-like resort style feel, pools, jacuzzi, tennis courts, all that stuff. And when people don't see that, they're kind of holding off on buying. And then now that the market's also changing too with rates and such forth, I mean, last time I was there, you know, the reps were kind of telling me like, oh, we're still selling, it's fine. But everybody knows the market's kind of cooled off. And so right now it's probably a little bit of different pace for them as well. But I think when all that is established, I think they're going to do well. One thing again with Toll Brothers, for instance, like people walk into the model homes and they're not taking into consideration the actual amount of upgrades in that home. Like to make that home look like that is another $200,000-$400,000, you know? And for some people, that's just like insane.
Yeah. I mean, you bring up a huge point, a good, very valid point, is the idea when you're building like an active community, one of the biggest pluses of that is the fact that like, yeah, you're going to have a house. It's not going to be as big of a house as normally you'll see, but you're going to have that pool. You're going to have that lifestyle. You're going to have that. They're selling the lifestyle. And when the lifestyle really isn't built yet, it's kind of a hard thing to visualize, you know, like Turkey Creek over Taylor Morrison, you know, like, you know how it is. A lodge opened up and people were like, it's Cabo San Lucas and Lincoln. Let's get over there.
I wanted to move in there.
Oh, yeah.
Nice.
Oh,
it's
yeah.
Really
you need a few of these before you go over there, my friend. You need a few. I'll lend you some of mine. But yeah, you are right. You got to sell that lifestyle. For the plus 55 communities and active communities, I do think that building the, like, I know they have to kind of make their money with their sales and everything too, but I do think, you know, opening up the clubhouse, opening up that stuff and showing it, I think that is the smartest way to go about it. And I don't think Toll Brothers kind of counted on the market doing what it's doing, but I know that they're hurting there. I think Hidden Ridge, they're fine. I think in El Dorado Hills, I think Skyline, they're okay. And I think they're still doing its thing. But, you know, Toll Brothers, there's a lot of land that they're building on over there. You know, I mean, that's a big chunk. I think they've got probably one of the largest chunks of development land out in Folsom Ranch right now with their active community, you know?
I think so. But, yeah, I mean, they kind of, bit off a huge chunk, really, to chew. And being in such a specific market, right? When the market cools off like this, I mean, you got to think about, okay, my main clientele is active adult 55 and up. Where are those people coming from? Essentially, most of them are selling a property at a higher value or equal to that value. You know, they've ridden the wave of equity. Now they're cashing out and they're looking to buy a property that they're going to kind of retire in and enjoy life, you know, being in Mexico, just down the street, enjoy the pool, enjoy the community, hang out with your friends. I mean, it's a good life. But again, back to the whole idea of if you don't see that community and that center, like it's kind of a drawback The one thing I also heard a few of my clients personally say that was a drawback was when you're retiring like that, right? You go into active adult community, you want something a little bit more established. When it's too new, there's still so much construction and hustle and bustle going on. It actually turned a few people off because they're like, I don't want to deal with that construction. Every time I'm coming home, I don't want to deal with all this, you know, traffic and noise and someone swinging a hammer, you know, till 3 or 5 p.m. Monday through Friday. Like, that kind of sucks, actually.
Yeah. Okay, we got a question here. I'm looking for a house. House is in Elk Grove, but not sure why Folsom is considered better than Elk Grove. First of all, it's not. They're completely different.
Yeah,
you know,
totally.
Here's the thing. One of my first, like when I was first getting into the real estate, I was talking to my wife, who's a local from Sacramento. And I was like, you know, hey, look, I got these people that are looking in Elk Grove. Maybe I'll show them a little bit of Folsom, right? And they were like, man, do you not hear us? We want Elk Grove. Like, Elk Grove has got like their loyalists, you know, like they grew up there, they got family there, and they love Elk Grove. I like Elk Grove. I think Elk Grove is fantastic. I think it's a different vibe in Elk Grove. I think it's the houses may be a little, some of the houses in the area might be a little smaller. Folsom might be a little bit larger homes. But I think they both have their kind of atmosphere and vibes. You're going to like go to Folsom and then go to Elk Grove, and you're going to see how different the locations are. And, you know, based on what you're looking for, one's going to fit the other, you know what I mean? Like, there's no real better. Do you know what I mean? What do you think, Sam?
Yeah. Now, it's just really a preference of what area you want to live in. I don't really think there's a, this is better or that, or unless you want your kids to be in, you know, some specific school or some specific program, or you want to be in location next to some certain thing that you do. But the reality is, I mean, I think both are really highly rated. Yeah. For me personally, I've had more interest in Folsom, you know, when I get people moving in from out of town lately, but I wouldn't say that one is necessarily better than the other, you know?
Yeah. I would say also the thing is like Elk Grove is kind of considered its own thing, right? A lot of times I'll put up a video about Elk Grove and I'll say like Sacramento real estate, and they'll say like Elk Grove is not Sacramento. Keep us out of your mouth. They get really, really emotional, Elk Grovians. Yeah. So I would say, you know,
let him know in the chat if you hate when he says that.
No, but I like Elk Grove. I think Elk Grove, the biggest plus I think in Elk Grove is the fact that like you can get a lot for like not as high of a price tag as Folsom, right? Like The price point is just a lot more kind of affordable in Elk Grove, and people might mistake that with better, worse, or whatever. But for me, I love that idea. I love the idea that Elk Grove is still that area where you can get like a 4-bedroom, 2-bath, under $500,000, maybe $550,000. Nice area, you know, great restaurants, close to the Bay Area, close to downtown. So I love Elk Grove. I think Elk Grove, for everything it offers, could be one of the best bang for the bucks in the Sacramento area, and especially now it's soft. So keep looking for the house. I think you're going to find something great. Yeah. And with that new casino being built in, and eventually that highway going between Elk Grove and El Dorado Hills.
Yeah. And even right now in Elk Grove, like you have Laguna Ranch, Richmond American, Meritage Homes is doing a huge sale right now with a ton of their homes. We just had some clients get in contract over there recently. And I mean, just down the street from there, you still have like Costco, Amazon Fresh is building a store if it hasn't already opened. So some big things coming in there, a lot of new developments and kind of shopping centers around there, if that's your thing, you know?
We even, Rose Lucas, who's on my team, is specifically just for Elk Grove because of the amount of people that we're working with in Elk Grove as well too. So if you are looking at Elk Grove, we've got the team for you. All right, there's my shameless plug. Also guys, like, subscribe, comment, all that stuff. If you have questions specifically to the market, Elk Grove, Natomas, whatever, just hit them up. All right.
Thumbs up for Folsom, thumbs down for Elk Grove. Get that algorithm going.
I know. All right. Okay. Any comments on Elk Grove, Vineyard area, great schools, big lots, golf courses? The only thing I will say, and this is kind of away from what you asked, but like, be careful about the internet. I know. A lot of people are always kind of like, what do you mean? Like, I've had clients that like, you know, in certain areas of Elk Grove, you know, have been sold on a house, man. And then they go to Xfinity's website and there's no service. They get FrontierNet. That's all they get over there. So I would say like that would be my biggest thing. I think if Xfinity was out there and AT&T was out there and all that stuff, I think that area would just pop, because for me, like I said, eventually that freeway will probably be built between El Dorado and Elk Grove. Who knows when that's going to happen? Eventually it'll happen. I love the land out there. I think it's green. I think you could have some fresh veggies. I like that area. What do you think, Sam?
Yeah, it's good. But again, goes back to some inconveniences and some parts, you know, they're a little bit further out of the way. So, just depends. But one thing I'll say with Vineyard area, specifically, just depending where you land, there's a lot of new development going on over there. So if you are considering new build, might be a good time to jump in. I saw recently, I was driving down there and Lennar is about to do a huge master plan community as well. So multiple communities kind of in one section. So it'll be interesting to see, you know, those guys keep popping up everywhere all over town.
See, if I was going in that area, I would definitely want land. You know, that would be just me. If I'm moving out there, I want some land and I want to develop. I think I've seen some people build custom homes out there too. You know, yeah. Hallmark-ish. I think that that's good. But I think the area is nice. If you guys have any follow-up questions, just let us know as well too. Mm-hmm. All right, let's switch gears into Folsom. Like I said, we can switch gears back into whatever you guys want to talk about as well. All right, so let's talk about some of the builders that are currently building in Folsom. Mm-hmm. TriPoint had two communities and now they have two more that they're getting ready to open. Canterly and Lariat. I mean, look at the price point on that. You know what I mean? And, yeah. And take it with a grain of salt. New home builders, you know,
yeah, it's funny. Advertising like, price and real price, two different things.
This will be on the website like a year later. It'll be like $950, and they'll be like, "Put on your website." Oh, sorry about that, but yeah. So you got literally. Two new popping in from TriPoint. The big one, a lot of people have been hitting me about left and right, is the Taylor's Dakota. Two, they're going to have that second area that they're building, and they're having a trailer out there, and they're going to start pre-selling, I think, in December or something, too. Mm-hmm. So I talked to my buddy Shig over there, and he's been like, oh, my God, we've been getting calls left and right about that one. So it's weird. It's almost like there's a Twilight Zone thing going on where some new home builders are feeling the market, and others are just like, we're good. We're going to keep going. We're fine. We're going down the road, you know?
Yep.
And I think it does have a little bit to do with area. I think Folsom Ranch area, there's so much money invested into the development of that area about so many different builders, commercial and everything too, that they're just like full speed ahead. There's like, we're not slowing down. We're just going to keep going. And we saw a little pause though, a little bit, you know, maybe about 2 months ago, you know, there weren't as many builders popping up like in Russell Ranch and everything too, but now it's kind of popping back up. TriPoint, Beezer is making their first appearance in Folsom Ranch. That's interesting, huh?
Really?
Beezer is doing their thing. They got a new community developing Folsom Ranch. Now, I love Beezer because I do think that, you know, they're not going to be as pricey as a Taylor, but I do think they're going to give you a little bit more of the bells and whistles in like a KB or something. Mm-hmm. I would fit them in somewhere around maybe a little bit more affordable than TriPoint and giving you a little bit more square footage. So I love that Beezer is getting into Folsom Ranch as well too. I think that that's going to be a very nice addition. But you got all the players there. Who else is building there, Sam?
We kind of already talked about Toll Brothers. There's also Signature Homes. I think the community is called Legacy. We sold one there recently as well a few months back. That's a good community. I will say one thing about those is it really depends style of the home that you're looking for. So to be honest with you, a lot of these homes here, they're not going to have big or pool size lots. It's more difficult to get one. You're going in a higher price point once you want a pool size lot. So that's one kind of downside, but you still get some decent backyards. Like for instance, with that one, Signature Homes, I mean, it was still a good backyard. I'd say maybe on the back of the home, like 20, 25, maybe 30 feet back. So it's still decent. You could still grow some veggies, have a little bit of grass, little barbecue area, but it's not huge. So that's kind of one thing to keep into consideration. Folsom Ranch in general, when we're talking about it, one thing between all these brand new builds and all these communities, right? Like for instance, you got KB Homes going up right there. They have some good incentives right now. But some are definitely offering better deals than others. Like when I was at TriPoint about a month or so ago, on some of their quicker moving options, they were willing to basically give you a fixed rate. And it was much lower than what the market interest rate was at the time. And so essentially they were buying down your rate. And so, I mean, it's a great deal for someone when you can get 1 or 2% under the current market rate. and if you go with a quicker moving option. So I think that's a deal. So that's one thing I would look out for between these new builds. And then the other thing is I would really be paying attention to the tax rate, because they can vary here quite a bit. Some of them are actually kind of pricey. I'm seeing like 1.4-ish% tax rate up to 1.75, 1.8% on some of them, which is kind of steep.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Tax rate there is crazy. It's kind of competitive with Elk Grove, though. Speaking of Elk Grove, Elk Grove's got that tax rate, too. Okay, so we got another question. With 900, can I get a good house in Folsom with 3K square feet with a decent lot, or am I priced out? Okay, so about a month ago, no, 3 weeks ago, I was actually looking at Richmond American. They actually had a few Alexas. Alexa was a model that they were selling with Ladera or Mesa. I forget which one, but I know they have a few available. I think they're just over 3,000 square feet. Lot size is okay. I mean, I think you can get maybe like a 20-foot backyard. Maybe not big enough for a pool, but still nice size yard. But they have a few of them, and I think we're talking like low eights. So, and I think those are already decked out. You can't really pick your bells and whistles. But if you want to get into Folsom, I think, you know, and you're looking for something over 3,000 square feet, you want to be somewhere between 8 and 9 with solar, all that kind of fun stuff. I think Richmond American, Mesa, Ladera is probably the best bet at this point. I think if you reach out to someone like Aaron who works over there, he can hook you up with that. And he told me he had like 3. He might be getting a two more coming back on the market. Yeah. So not bad. What do you think, Sam?
Yeah, I was actually just talking with Aaron. I also have a client looking over there, interested in some of the other floor plans. The one she was looking at was a single story. Those were pushing in the mid 800s up towards the 900 mark. So I think you could still get in over there. And especially right now, you know, on some of the quicker moving stuff, if you're willing to, I think some of these builders might even be willing to negotiate with you and get you some more incentives or even a better price, you know?
Okay. Let me ask you something. So you're talking, which one are you talking? Richmond American? You're talking the single story community by Richmond American Stone Bluff, right?
I believe so, yeah.
Those things are crazy. Those things are really cute houses. Square footage doesn't go past like 2,700 square feet, I think. But those view lots, man, those things just climbed super high. I don't think you can get a view lot 2,700 square feet for under a mil, realistically. Mm-hmm. I mean, those views are crazy.
All right. Yeah, that's really the pool over there. Some of the views are really amazing. But I mean, Folsom Ranch in general, I think you should be able to get something at least close to 3,000 square feet. And I think you'd be surprised. You know, some of us have like certain parameters, like I want a 3,000 square foot house, 4,000, 5,000. But also keep in mind, like once you walk into one of these new construction homes, the ceilings are taller, the open floor plan, sometimes you'll be in a 2,600, 2,700 square foot home thinking you're in a 3,000 plus. And that's just how the way it is. So it's worth it to at least get out there and check it out and walk the model. Because the same thing happens to me and I'm in different homes every single day, you know? So it's all about the floor plan and the flow of the house.
Yeah. I mean, it is crazy. I mean, the way they utilize size, they have the Harry Potter closets underneath the stairs. Yeah. I mean, you know, like I like the new home stuff. It's hard though, if you're looking for resale and new, and this is your first time in a new community. I mean, it's so hard to resist the new homes. I mean, they're so pretty. They're so pretty. They're really, really awesome. Yeah. So yeah, I like it.
I mean, all right. I'll just give you an idea real quick on resale market. So I had a client, single story home, landscape backyard, super nice, outdoor barbecue, patio, like super sweet. They put in some serious money into the backyard. The home, I want to say, was like about 2,400 square feet, and it was listed right around 800K, only a few years old. So that kind of gives you an idea of some pricing there. So I think he might be able to get some over there, something decent, definitely for 900.
All right. We got another question. Guys, if you can, please like the video. It'd mean a lot to us, and it would help us in the algorithm. So I really just take a second, hit that like button. I appreciate it. Okay. So DR Horton is building a new community on Sheldon Road in 99 next to Winco Foods in Elk Grove. What do you think about their homes? I've never heard of them. You know, I think they have two types of like, they have a couture and they have like your regular building. I've heard they're okay. I think I would put them on level with like maybe Meritage, maybe DR, between KB and Meritage. What do you think?
Yeah, somewhere around there. I mean, I've sold a few DR Hortons, that specific community. I'm trying to remember, but some of their kind of, how do I put this together? The homes that they kind of mass produce quickly, definitely there's not as much attention to detail, you know, like you're not really going to be able to pick your upgrades. They typically give you like 3 or 4 different color schemes to choose from, essentially palettes. And so you'll get like white countertops, gray cabinets, and like some sort of LVP flooring. And that'll be like one palette. And so you get 3 or 4 different floor plans and a mix of these palettes, and they just kind of like pump them out. But because of that, their pricing is super attractive.
Yeah, they're definitely affordable.
Yeah. You know? So if price point is the thing, like I would say they have a great entry price point. And for instance, like to give you an example, they did a community in West Roseville. We sold some over there, and they were substantially cheaper than the other homes surrounding them. So when I'm talking to my clients, my first time home buyers, I'm like, heck yeah, I would buy one. Like, look at this price point compared to across the street. It's almost another $100,000. Like, yeah, they're two different products, but at the end of the day, real estate is what? Location. So sometimes you do have to consider that, and it kind of just depends what move you're looking for. If it's like your first or your second home or an investment piece, it might be worth it, but I will say, I mean, they're not going to be the highest quality or like luxury by any means.
And here's the thing though, too. It's like, if you go in them, you're going to be able to judge for yourself. So don't take our word for it on any of this stuff. Like, but you're going to walk into it. Like things to look for, like knock on the walls, feel the doors, look at the door heights, look at the size of granite in the kitchen, and just look for the spacing between homes and the size of backyards. You're going to feel it. And if you go back to back between someone like a Taylor Morrison, Toll Brothers, or like, you're going to feel the difference. And there's just like, it's an obvious difference. And I tell people all the time, I'm like, you know, look, you're going to feel it for yourself. Whichever one feels right for you, that's going to be it. But you're going to just definitely feel the difference between builders. I mean, it's something you really can't hide. You know what I mean? Even the flooring, even if you're walking on the flooring and you take your shoes off and walk around, you're going to feel it. Everything is just a little bit different. And, you know, you'll figure that out for yourself. Like D.R. Horton, for me, you know, and that's the thing too. I look at it and I say, okay, look, if I'm getting a Taylor Morrison for like 2,700 square feet for like, let's say $800,000, or I'm getting a like Meritage or D.R. Horton for like 3,500 square feet. I don't know. I mean, it's, you know, square footage, it's location, like Sam said. But at the same time, you know, you gotta run the numbers to see what makes sense as well too. And the other thing to note is, because new homes have become so popular and everyone's starting to love the new home stuff right now, is like new homes are going to become almost like purses. I got a point here. People know exactly what they are. They're going to know a Taylor Morrison. They're going to be asking for, what builder is this? This is going to be commonplace in our future markets. They're going to say like, oh, who's the builder of that house? It already kind of was in Sacramento, but now even more in the future, it's going to be commonplace. People are going to say, who built the home? Oh, yeah. Okay. So it was KB. I got it. Oh, it was Taylor? Oh, fantastic. I've been looking for this specific floor plan. I love Taylor Morrison. That's the builder I like. So now that builders have become popular and people are kind of know who Woodside is, know Taylor, know Toll Brothers, that stuff is going to become very much a branding thing as far as when people are looking to buy houses in the future. You know what I mean, Sam?
Totally, totally. And while we're talking, just wanted to help this guy, John, out here. So I just looked that community up real quick. There's actually 3 in that general area by D.R. Horton. One is Tamarind at Sheldon Farms. The other one's Carnelian at Sheldon Farms. And the other one is Persimmon at Sheldon Farms. Okay, so like kind of sister communities. I'm sure they'll have their differentiations. But we're looking at 1,900 square feet up to 2,500 square feet, pricing anywhere from it says 513s, 548s, and 563s. So we're looking at the low 500s into the upper mid 500s for a home there. So I don't, for 500K, you know, 550, like that's not bad at all.
No.
Especially for that size of home. That all those are over 1,500 square feet. That's a good size home right there.
Yeah, and especially with like you're gambling a little bit on the future, but the future in that area, I think it's good. I think there's certain areas that, you know, Sacramento is kind of like just exploding, right? So areas that, you know, like Sam and I talk about it all the time, how like back in the good old battle days, like Roseville was just a mound of dirt. Folsom was just like, oh, it was a place to go to vacation if you lived in Sacramento. And now the outskirts have gone further and further and further. Areas like Fair Oaks were like, you know, oh my God, you live in Fair Oaks. But now it's kind of like almost central. So, you know, it's getting eaten up because of the housing, because of the rental market, because of the location. So an area that might seem a little bit remote, like in Anatolia or like where you're talking about in Elk Grove, in the future, those are areas that if you look on the map, you look at the development and all that stuff, those are areas that, you know, could be the best bang for your buck, you know, you've done. You know, it could be something where in 10 years you're like, man, there was nothing out here. Now look at it. It's like crazy. And then you got a really nice piece of property. So, you know, I like it.
Yep, definitely. I agree with you on that one.
All right. The Machine. What do you guys think of investing primary rentals in Galt? What do you think, Sam?
The Machine. I love that name. There you go. What do you think of? So I'll be honest. I mean, I don't personally sell Galt too much. I know there's some new builds out there. We've had a couple clients that won't go to Galt, but they'll go to Lodi because there was some new construction out there, specifically with like KB Homes and stuff. And the price point is way more attractive. But I always tell people, I don't look at investing as like a just general area and just pick one and buy something there. I always say, look at the numbers for the specific property. That's what matters. You want to look at your monthly payment and look at the tax rate too, because if the tax rate's high, it's really hard to make the numbers work. And it also depends what kind of investment strategy you're looking for. You know, sometimes we have clients call us and they want a really long-term strategy. So they kind of want to buy and hold property, regardless if it's even making them any money. They kind of want to just at least break even, but they're looking at a 10, 20 plus year gap. They need somewhere to stack their cash. They're sitting on a lot of money. And so that works for some people. Other people want cash flow. So those are going to be high down payments and going to be in areas where, you know, hopefully lower tax rates. So then the monthly is lower. Just really depends on the situation. Me personally, I don't do a lot in Galt. But again, price point is definitely more attractive than if you're trying to, you know, if you're comparing it like we were talking about Elk Grove. So definitely going to be a little bit cheaper there.
I would say in areas also look for like, you know, you want to hedge your bets as much as possible. I like Galt. I think Galt's a nice area and I've heard a lot of good stuff about it. I'm like Sam, I don't really sell too much in Galt, but I've been there and I've worked with clients looking at properties in Galt. I like it. As far as like investing, I always look at like, how much could I sell it for if I needed to in a pinch? How much could I rent it for? You know, basically, and you could figure that stuff out in rent.com, you know, apartments.com, Craigslist. You can just feel that stuff out or talk to property management companies as well too in your local area. I also like the idea, and this is the third one on my like tripod, is I also like the idea is if you're in a market that you can actually rent rooms, high interest rates. I think the leverage in the high interest rate market now is to rent rooms. And that's why I like the Rosemont College Green area, because it's near Sac State and renting rooms is a lot easier. So I would say for you, if you are going to Galt, maybe look somewhere near maybe like a Kaiser or whatnot. So maybe you can rent to nurses or traveling nurses or whatnot out there as well too. That tends to be something a lot of people are doing. The other thing too to factor in is, could you Airbnb it if you needed to in a pinch as well too? So those are just some food for thought. Okay. Pinecrest, at least in Elk Grove, Melrose is a killer. Recently visited a couple of them with $300 a month. Melrose. Yeah, I've seen 350. I've seen 300. Now, a quick tip on this one is all you got to do is Sacramento Melrose check. You can find the tax bill or the Melrose checker for any property. And yeah, Elk Grove, Melrose are brutal, 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 brutal. That's even worse than Folsom. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I think 300 is steep. I've had clients that will buy the bullet with that because they want to be in the area or they get some really nice incentives with the homes. But yeah, that's kind of steep. I mean, when I'm looking at Sacramento in general, generally speaking, I would say Melrose are on average like $250 a month. Some are definitely cheaper. Some are definitely more. I've seen some as high as 400s, which is, in my opinion, crazy. But it is what it is. You pay to be in the area. You're kind of paying, in a way, to be in this, you know, kind of premium area. So you're kind of getting the benefits, reaping the rewards of that. But It's a little steep, I'll be honest.
Okay, let's talk. I want to ask you something. Okay, so as far as Folsom Ranch, we'll go Russell Ranch, Folsom Ranch. I would say like you got New Home Company with Gold Hill, Silvercrest versus a high price point also with JMC, Sycamore Creek. Mm-hmm. What do you like? And, you know, both are amazing homes. And if you're looking for something in Folsom and you want kind of all the bells and whistles, you want that nice in-law suite, you want the kitchen, the views, all 9 yards. These are the two, I would say, the two big boys right now. You know, you got Sycamore Creek, you know, closing in on $2 million. And then you got Silvercrest and Gold Hill, which are winding down right now. I don't think there's anything in Gold Hill right now. What do you like better versus Gold Hill versus Sycamore Creek? What do you think?
I mean, to me, what stands out is really the price point. These are definitely at a higher price point. That's kind of really the main differentiation. But Gold Hill, yeah, I think you're right. They're basically done at this point. They might have, I don't know, maybe one or two homes. If I'm not mistaken, maybe the models are still being sold. Because, you know, every builder really likes to like go out with a bang and sell the models for absolute top price. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. That's why you see Toll Brothers, you know, Skyline and Rockland still sitting with the model as well, because they're pushing for that absolute high price, you know, and letting it roll. I think here, I mean, still very nice home. I mean, absolutely gorgeous homes. And of course, like you said, the big boys. So if you really need that home with that bigger square footage. But I think I'm interested to see how they're doing right now with sales, because I'm sure you've seen too, like when we're talking about Folsom, El Dorado Hills, I mean, the higher price points are standing still a little bit. When we're talking over 1.5 million, it's definitely taken a lot longer to sell a property. There's still a lot of buyers like and sellers that we both have had appointments with. So every price point is still moving, it's just at different paces. So I'm interested to see kind of how they're doing over there right now.
Well, I think JMC still got a few homes to sell up there in Sycamore Creek. I think Silvercrest might have just one model left.
Yeah, Silvercrest is towards the end, yeah.
But I do think here's a big kicker in this. One's in Russell Ranch and one's in Folsom Ranch. I mean, do you think Russell Ranch is worth $300 of an HOA fee?
It's kind of steep. I know.
And no, there's no little parks or anything either.
Yeah,
it's just like the Russell House, and that's kind of it. Now, I'm not saying that's not great because it's a sweet area to. But I mean, what do you think? Like $300 HOA when you have it in comparison to Whitney Ranch, it's like $82 or something like that, mm-hmm. and they give you the same thing. Like, what do you think? I mean,
I think I remember. It was like when I looked at the HOA fee, it was like closer in the 220, 250, but still it's kind of steep when you're looking at that as a monthly ongoing, potentially increasing cost, right? Yeah. I think when you're spending money like this, I mean, it probably doesn't really affect you as much as someone buying a home in a much lower price point, you know, as far as budget goes. But it depends how you look at it. Some people say like, look, I don't care for a pool, but during the 3, 4, 5 months that Sacramento gets hot and the sun just seems to be a little bit closer here to the earth, in those months, I'm glad to have access to a pool or a place where I can take the kids and let them kind of unwind and do their thing and have like a community center. That for some people, totally worth it. And they don't have to deal with the maintenance of a pool or a cost and upkeep of a pool. Or even the expense. You know how expensive it is to install a pool right now. Other people, they might be like, will never use it and would rather have their own private pool, which I totally get. Mark's one of those guys.
No one wants to see this, man. No one. No, no one. No. I'd be banned from pools.
One time. But I think that's the main differentiation. I mean, I've been to the clubhouse up there at Russell Ranch. It's pretty sweet. It's got a view. I mean, I think they should have just built a huge custom house there instead of that clubhouse. I mean, whoever would have had that piece of property, that would be prime real estate right there. But I've seen even them do like huge events up there, like birthdays and celebrations, which I think is really cool if you're a party person, you know?
Now, here's a kicker though. $300 HOA fee for a non-gated community. Meritage up in Russell Ranch is the only one that has the gate. They're probably the lowest priced homes there. In like, you got Silvercrest without a gate, Gold Hill without a gate. You got Anthem United up there without a gate. Yep. Lennar, as far as I know, building up there, you don't have a gate. So like, $300 for the Russell House, which is beautiful, gorgeous pool, bocce ball, the views and everything too. But like, no parks, no little like enclaves like Whitney Ranch, and like without a gate. I don't know, $300. That sounds a little steep. I mean.
That is, you know? That's a very good point. I think with Meritage Homes, though, those were definitely a lower price point, but they also don't really have the backyards and the feel of like a spread out single family home. I know we had a client over there and that kind of threw them off, even though it was gated. They didn't really like that. The other thing there was the Melrose were a little bit more steep than some of the other new construction homes in that price point at the time. So that's also something to keep into consideration. But yeah, you're right. I mean, when you're paying that high of an HOA, you would expect to be living in at least a gated community, a little bit more privacy, right?
I'll tell you something though. Meritage, like over there up in Russell Ranch, even with the HOAs, whatever, like, you know, eventually, you know, hopefully they'll go down a little bit on the HOA fees because they're supposed to when phase 2 and 3 get built up. But yeah. I thought those were the score. When those things came out in the $600,000 price points, you know what I mean?
Come on, Mark, how many did you buy?
I know, 12. I got them all. I'm gonna go. No, but those were a score. I sold a couple of those too to some clients and they're loving it. Their appreciation on those are great. And I mean, check this out. How cool is that? The idea that if you live in Russell Ranch, you're paying the HOA, you have the only gated community in Russell Ranch. So you're like, yeah, all right, I'm good.
Right. You know, right.
That's not bad. Okay, so let's look at this residential plan. Okay, so like here's some plans that are happening with you know, just the building that's going to happen. I mean, if you guys think you've seen something yet in Folsom Ranch, I mean, like you go out there and it looks like a whole cluster. I mean, it's just crazy over there. Like people, you know, you're getting rocks on the windshield. You're getting like, you know, people like, you know, weird detours and stuff like this. But this is going to be seriously just nuts. You're going to have like nice parks. You already got one brand new school out there. You're going to have a nature preserve. You're going to have so many stores that are already, I guess, signed leases to come in. I mean, look at all this stuff. I mean, this is going to be just nuts. About all the stores that are already set to go in, all the builders that are, it's just, I don't know, man. This is going to be crazy. Because here's the thing. Look, Folsom is already amazing, right? Folsom is beautiful. But this area of Folsom Ranch is completely, it doesn't even seem like Folsom. You know what I mean? Like, because in Folsom, I love Folsom, American River Canyon, North, Empire Ranch, the whole nine yards. But this is like something else. This could be new Folsom. What do you think, Sam?
No, definitely. And I think that's what kind of the projection is for the community, right? Going back to what we talked about earlier, as far as like investment and purchase wise, is it worth it? It's one of those long-term plays, in my opinion. I mean, there's already been a lot built there in the last few years. I mean, even just looking at this map, it's crazy how the construction has happened. But if you're thinking like, hey, I want to be somewhere for the next 5-10 plus years and really see it grow and kind of work that into your favor, I think Folsom Ranch might be one of those places, you know. And now, it's a great place to raise a family. Like there's so many options with new construction there. It's a solid choice. But really, like right now with the change in the market, I'd be pushing for something with, you know, I'd be looking at who's giving me incentives.
Oh, yeah. Show me the incentives. So check this out. I want to throw up this one slide that says, okay, to Sacramento downtown, you're talking about 24.5 miles, 30 minutes. You're talking about what? Hold on. Let me see if I can get this done. Sorry about this. I'm not good with this. Okay. To Napa, you're talking about what? 84.9 miles, an hour and a half. Tahoe, you got an hour and a half as well. To the Bay Area, 2 hours. I mean, the location of like a Folsom Ranch is just crazy. I mean, if you're someone who loves snowboarding, if you're someone who loves Napa, and here's the thing, you don't really have to just go to Napa. We got Amador, Elk Grove's got wineries as well too. I mean, like this master plan community is going to be crazy once it's done. 2030, this could be where people refer to as Folsom. This is Folsom. This is where it's at. I mean, how they're planning it out, I mean, you know, you got to understand too, Folsom, what's Folsom right now, they didn't really do too much planning. No one ever thought it would explode the way it exploded. They know that this area is going to explode, how many houses and everything. So they're planning this thing out, which is crazy commercial, crazy everything. I like this area. I think this area is just going to be stellar. 2030, hopefully I'm around by then. You know, I'll be doing more videos like this.
I was going to say, are we going to still be in real estate, or are we going to be at Regency 55 and up?
I'm a few years from that, man. I'll be retiring with all my houses that I bought over at Meritage. So what do you think? Okay, the growth, we got like what? 11,461 units within Folsom Ranch project, phase one under construction. Those things are going. We got close to 60,000 units approved. I mean, this is just nuts. Retail, yeah. Restaurants, entertainment, or I mean,
the hospital, man. Dignity
oh,
Health.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, let's go back to that hospital. One. Dignity Health. And this isn't just like, this is like a campus. This yeah. is crazy.
I literally had a client move here just because in anticipation of this campus.
That's where I'm going to be renting out all my rental units I bought up in Meritage. I'm going to go there with, like, you know, that's crazy. Yeah. Though. Look at this. We're going to have this campus right there, guys. I mean, like, yeah. So for anyone out there who's looking, saying to themselves, hey, like, I'm thinking about buying maybe a brand new home for a rental investment property. I mean, this is who you're marketing it to right now. I mean, this is yeah. it. These are the nurses. These are doctors coming into the yeah. area that need
when
to get there.
You can
there
Airbnb
quick.
It, short-term rental it to traveling nurses, 100%.
Oh my God, I love this area, man. I think Folsom Ranch, like I said, like, I think it's yeah. going to be great. And, yeah, go for it.
You know, there's Folsom Ranch and all that it has to offer, but I think it's kind of what's around there. Being in Folsom in general, there's so much more to it. I know you have a ton of videos on Folsom. I have some videos on Folsom, but places like historic Folsom. So you can still go enjoy kind of like older town, rustic vibe. You feel like you're somewhere in the 1800s, you know, style buildings, and just hang out for like a Saturday or Sunday, go to awesome bakeries, coffee shops, farmers market. And that's just not even a long drive. So you could still live in your brand new community and go somewhere like that. You also have Lake Natoma, or some will say Lake Natomas, but it's Lake Natoma. And you go over there, I mean, on the hot summers, people kayak there, they stand up paddleboard, they even do some cliff jumping around there, just don't get caught. And you can go on the Johnny Cash Trail, go biking. Folsom is like notorious. Like, if you go to old Folsom, there's so many people just riding around with bicycles. It's crazy, but it's such a vibe and a feel that you're like, when you go there and you hang out, you're like, okay, I think I want to live in Folsom.
It's, I mean, I've been convincing Sam to move up there with his fiance.
I think I just convinced you.
Look, here's my thought on Folsom too. Like, and you and your, you guys did this video up there in the farmer's market. It's like, you can incorporate so much stuff into Folsom. Like, you know, like that farmer's market you went to was just epic. And by the way, guys, if you haven't subscribed to Sam's channel, it's awesome. He does great videos. He's going to do more vlogging, which I've encouraged him to do, because that's for the younger folk.
Trying.
Go out there and do some, man. That's just, it's great living in Folsom. I mean, you can't really beat it. It's really, really fun. Sure. You got farmer's markets, you got the lake, you got jogging trails, mountain bike trails, and you got this all-star community that's going to be like, mm-hmm. This is the future, in my opinion, of like Folsom, maybe yeah. even of Sacramento.
Yeah.
The location
and
is
what,
just awesome.
What people don't think about too is Folsom, like, especially in the last few years, the food scene has gotten so much better. Usually the restaurants that you'd have to go to the downtown to enjoy, like Zocalo's, Iron Horse Tavern, there's even a Makuni over there. Like, all of them are in this general area, kind of in the Broadstone area, not too far off East Bidwell exit. And if you're a foodie, like, there is good food in Folsom. You don't have to drive all the way to downtown or find mm-hmm. these little shops. Like, there's a lot of good food in Folsom. So I love that. It really stands out there, you know?
Well, the food in Folsom, the lifestyle in Folsom, like I said, it's just a good vibe over there too. Now, the thing that I like, and this is, and I'll put up, oh man, you guys have got me convinced. Take a look
Pine
at
Kresge.
New builds in Folsom, top three years
Big
of choosing
out.
Folsom over Elk Grove. And that's the thing. I don't know. I could go either way on this one. Like,
I choose Folsom. Here's my top three. Folsom is better. Folsom is better. Folsom is better.
Look, here's the thing for me. I think both have their – I think both have their – I could go on and go over like each one for the pros and cons. But I think you got to feel out the area and see which one works for you. And I think you should check it out. Here's the thing for anyone coming in. And Sam and I always talk about this. We're like most realtors are about like get them into contract, get the check. Like we're here to show you the area, man. We're like Julie McCoy from the Love Boat. You know, probably dates you, Sam. But that was a tour guide, you know, like showing you the area a little bit and giving you a little vibe. What works for you? You're going to feel the energy to various areas and you're just going to get it. And so, you know, so for me, man, I like Folsom and this. Okay. Here's one thing about Folsom Ranch. I will tell you this crazy is go to Zillow, go to Redfin. What? Not Redfin anymore. It's Redfin now. Go to one of these search engines and look right now for like, in Folsom for like a 4-bedroom, 2-bath house that's not new. And the truth is the new homes are relatively less expensive. I mean, you know, then you can get into these new homes. Folsom, the crazy part about Folsom is that prior to this new development, new homes being built, it was really hard to find houses in Folsom that were affordable. You know, Folsom was the market where you're like, man, I got to go up to like during COVID, it was nuts. I mean, getting anything for a 4 and 2, decent size, maybe even 2,500 square feet for under 850 is just near to impossible. Everything so that's kind of at least that's the thing that I love about the new homes is the fact that they give you an area like Folsom with the schools, the shopping, the lifestyle, and you don't really have to break the bank. And that's why I think it's such a rock star community. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Totally. And I know he mentioned he convinced me to take a look. Reach out to Mark down below, shoot them a call or a text, and they can send you a list of all the new construction going on in Folsom right now and even some quick move-in availability. That's what I would do, especially if you're from out of town. That's like tour guide to the max right there. Why do the work and do your own research when someone like Mark is literally doing it every day, you know?
Well, and also here's the thing though, too, like Sam and I had always talked about this too. Like, the stuff that we're showing you here for the master plan communities, this is just like tip of the iceberg stuff. So like David asked about like what actual stores are coming to Folsom Ranch. We'll hit Taylor and find out exactly what that list looks like for you. So reach out to Sam or myself and we'll take care of that for you. We don't have the exact stores because that's kind of changing.
It's still up and coming. I think a lot of them are still, figuring out what they're going to lease there too, you know?
Yeah. Well, I also think too is like there are plans for like indoor malls and all this kind of stuff happening in the Folsom Ranch area.
But the funny part is like, just to be very frank, you know, and I hope it doesn't come off wrong, but I if I was living in Folsom Ranch, I wouldn't care because literally 5 minutes drive and you're at the Palladio, which is like the main shopping center in all of Folsom. People drive from other cities to get to the Palladio and just hang out. There is multiple grocery stores, Costco, anything you can think of, nice restaurants. Like,
oh yeah. Yeah.
A change in decision whether or not there was a specific store coming into Folsom Ranch.
Well, and also that you bring up a good point. Like, here's the thing, where Folsom Ranch is located, and not only like can you shoot off to like the Palladio, but also the Serrano area is developing out as well too. There's going to be supposedly a new Costco over there. There's going to be some shops. You got like great, you know, all the stuff developing over there as well too. So you're only going to be a stone's throw about from basically anything you want. I hear about some nice high-end restaurants going near Serrano. They're developing some like Sam said, like the Palladio's just exploded. And the crazy part is that a lot of the nice restaurants that people loved in downtown Sacramento, the place they decided to build another one was Folsom. Like, you know what I mean? Like Iron Horse, man. I love that place downtown. And now you got the Folsom location. And, you know, I can only imagine what they're going to be building in Folsom Ranch because it's a no-brainer. 15,000 new houses, all these families, they got to eat, they got to shop. So it kind of makes sense, right?
Yeah, and like you mentioned, Eldorado Hills too. Eldorado Hills Town Center is awesome. If you want to go hang out with the family, go for a date night, tons of places to eat. You can walk around there, grab some ice cream. It's really cool. It's really nice. It's a vibe. and it's just a short drive from here. So I don't think there's any really shortage of like being able to spend money, essentially.
No, I agree. Okay, so Peter Park has a question. The semi-new homes that were built last year and early this year are on the market for sale, are for sale on Zillow and are struggling. Seeing the prices drop on the market for multiple months. Yeah, I agree. I think new homes, like I said, like it's not, you can't really generalize in new homes. You can't really just say, okay, you know what? All new homes are struggling. I'm going to throw down $100,000 offer less than asking and I'm going to get it. Yeah. Some are, some aren't. Some are like, it's like anything else. The more like desirable kind of floor plans and builders, those are the ones that aren't going to really be struggling. And it's going to be completely obvious because you're going to walk in and they're going to say like, oh yeah, that floor plan, we don't have any left. But this one, we got three and we got this and this and this. And that is going to be how it's going to be right now as far as the stuff goes. And now in Zillow, I think they're struggling. Like I've seen them. I mean, I've seen a lot of them actually. Like I said, the Alexa at Richmond American, which I think is a decent floor plan, but I could see its downfall a little bit in the backyard. So you have to kind of be smart about it as well too. And now what you're going to see even more is now that areas like, or builders like Tri Point, Beezer, Taylor are all launching new campaigns to sell in Folsom Ranch. A lot of people are going to say, well, look, you know, and the prices are, what I've heard from Taylor, they're going to be more competitive than they've been before. Beezer is going to come in with some competitive pricing. I think, you know, a lot of these houses might be overpriced and they're going to be hurting too. So I don't know. What would you say? Like Folsom is great, no doubt. But the real question is, should we wait till next year? What would you say? Buy now, wait till next year. Sam?
It's a hard one. Everyone's situation is so different, so it's hard to give a straight yes or no. The one thing is, if you wait till next year, are you willing to potentially take on the higher interest rate, right? Because payment, as we've seen, you know, people didn't really pay attention to interest rates until you start running the payments. Like an increase by 1% is going to decrease your purchase power by about 10%. So that's huge. So can you handle that again? Now, you might say, hey, pricing is going to still be potentially cooling off with that. That's true too, but we don't exactly know, because also for spring, the market could kick right back into gear because we typically have a spring kind of uptick. So we'll see how sales go around that time. You know, things could change. But yeah, so one thing I would keep in mind is the interest rate situation. But if I was looking to be buying in like 3 to 6 months, what I'd really be focusing in on would be the quick move-in options and really hammering to see where I can get the best incentives or even adjustment on the price. That's really where I'd be hammering, is the quick move-in options.
That's the only thing I'd be looking at this point. The idea of buying something that's going to be built out in the future, there's just no way I would do that at this point.
If you're going to wait, and let's say you need to move regardless next year, so you'd be buying essentially like a dirt lot or something that's just starting in construction. And even though that might be good, you're not really getting the incentives with that. Builders are not really giving out those incentives for a build of 6, 7, 9 months from now. They're kind of keeping their prices for those.
I mean, they're even telling realtors, you know, hey, look, if you sell your standing inventory, you get this bigger commission. If you sell something, you're okay.
For some reason, I never went on those. Like, I always like, sweet, there's a bonus, and then that's never the one anybody wants. So I'm like, whatever.
Find out after the fact. I'm like, I don't really care. I'm like, let's just get this done.
Like literally, I'm just like, don't even care. I'm like, you know, if it's a good fit, I want that client to call me again in the next 3, 5, 7 years and love that home. You know?
Oh yeah, but you're right though. I mean, like in like, well, hit the standing inventory. If you find something you really, really like and it's a standing inventory, I don't know, go low. And the beautiful part nowadays is like, you don't really even have to go in there, do too much. You could just, you know, call up Sam or myself, you better. And then they do email offers now, which are really, really wrong, but they do them anyways. They're like, what do you want for the house? Oh, that? Okay, let's see what we can do. Okay, yeah, we're good. Let's make it happen. So it's not really even a complex idea of sending an email to a builder with one of their sales associates to see if you can get a house. So
it's not, but what I'll say is like right now, especially since the market's changing, like who you're working with, like for instance, if you were to reach out to some agent that doesn't really deal with new builds, they're not really going to know what the heck's going on in reality.
No.
You know? Because we have a pulse on this. Like, half the reps are in my phone and they're the texting other half me, they're calling online. Me, hey, I have this, or hey, I think we can do this. You know how many times, like, we're in the office, they say one thing, we leave the office, they call me like, hey, what can we do? I think our bottom line is this. Do you think we can make that work with your client? And it's always like that. Yeah. So relationships sometimes with these builders and the reps, it adds a different dynamic. Because a lot of people, like, right, you probably heard this too, Mark. Well, like, if I'm buying a new home, like, why am I going to use a realtor? I mean, you're right. Either way, it's free for you. So it's like, wouldn't you rather take advantage of someone who's already, like, knows the market, who's in sales daily and could potentially get you the best possible price on that property?
Well, the other thing too is, and this is a big one too, like, a lot of people are live in the Bay Area or whatnot. A lot of times you guys don't want to make the trek up here to, like, see how the house is coming or yeah. You know, hey, we want to talk to someone. I mean, like, Sam and I play really good bad cops on TV. No, I'm joking. We do the bad cop, you know. You're like, oh man, you know, I saw an incentive. Do you think we can get this? I'll be like, hey, My client saw this incentive online. Can we get this happening? Or else they're really not really going to be happy and they're thinking about moving somewhere else and not doing this. Oh, okay. Like, we're okay with that. This is kind of the world
they're
we live in.
A competitor down the street.
Totally, totally. Yeah. So we're okay with that. And that's kind of how we do business anyways. And I would also say, like, you know, like, I've seen this a couple of times, like this, like, you know, trifold billboard thing in Folsom, like, you know, this kind of stuff. Like, you know, just be wary of who you work with. That's all I'm saying. And not a bad thing or good thing, but just, like, do research on people that have actually closed new houses, have relationships with the new house, because this is a process where I've seen a lot of people call up realtors. They've gone to the new homes. They've signed them in. They've been completely happy. And then they disappear off the face of the earth. And then we get calls. Oh yeah, the realtor I worked with, you know, I can't get in touch with them anymore. Because they know, like, once they register you in the community, they're going to get paid and they're gone. You know, so just be careful, vet the person you're working with. This is one of those things where, in this market, if you're seeing incentives happen and if you have someone who's not answering the phone and doesn't have your back in the situation, it could really cost you at the long run. And, you know, they've got to have thick skin, man. They've got to be able to, like, hit these sales associates and just say, this is happening. Or, like Sam always does, he hops in his car and just drives on out and talks to people straight up and says, okay, look, this is what we got going. So in this market, especially in the new home space, you got to have people who actually can go an hour long talking about Folsom and not even break a sweat, man.
Mark, I said I got to go. I still got to do some things after this show here, man.
I know.
No, well, it's been great. I love it.
All right, guys. So Folsom Ranch, again, great spot to build. I mean, or buy. Personally, myself. Oh, also, guys, like the video. Come on, man. Help me with this YouTube algorithm. And, you know,
smash that subscribe.
Yes, definitely. Go to Sam's channel and subscribe as well, too. He's got some great content. He's dropping it. He's going to be doing more vlogs in Folsom as well, too. He better be now that I've actually announced that you're going to be doing
more vlogs.
Oh, man.
Now you put the burner on.
I know. But guys, listen, if you guys like Folsom, if you guys have any follow-up questions, I mean, Sam and I are in Folsom maybe once every couple of days. We're dealing with builders and we're dealing with clients that are checking into Folsom as well, too. Yeah. We know what's happening in the area, so reach out to us. Let us know. As far as Folsom, is it worth it? What are your final thoughts? Is Folsom Ranch worth it?
We talked about it for an hour. Now I can't decide. No, I'm just kidding.
I know, huh?
I think it's worth it if you get the right deal. One thing, again, just back to, for me personally, I just don't want too high of a Melrose or too high of a tax rate, because that's an ongoing bill that you should really consider. So that to me is kind of one negative. But overall, as far as future potential and maybe a place to raise a family, or even if you're single or married or whatever, and you just want to be in a place that's going to be up and coming and thriving, I think long-term play Folsom Ranch is going to be definitely one of the most premium areas to live in throughout the general Sacramento area. So yes.
Yeah. Okay. For me, I think if you can get something that's maybe like 700-ish somewhere, like, you know, I think you can rent it. I think the Dignity Health thing is popping. I think you got Intel close by. You got also Sutter Health. You got Kaiser's, that whole nine yards. I think you have a good investment area as well too. I think as far as living and lifestyle, Folsom's one of those areas. The reason why it's so in demand is because people in the Bay Area and other areas have heard of Folsom, and Folsom is so regarded and one of the great places to live in California. So I do think that Folsom, with this community and with these open floor plans, because again, like, as much as I love Folsom, like, a lot of the houses that I've seen in American River Canyon Drive and all this stuff, they don't really have the open floor plan that I'm seeing in these new homes. They just don't. So I like this area, and I think Folsom Ranch in 2030 could be the standard that Sacramento is maybe measured by, because as I'm seeing this, as I'm seeing the shops, the commercial development, the parks, the nature preserve, and the location being so close to everything like Tahoe, Napa, and everything, I don't know, man. I think Folsom is definitely worth it, and you should check it out with one of us, either one. It's all good. And that's it. Sam, go.
I just have one last thing, and this is just a shameless plug. I recently just put out a video too. Like, if you're seriously considering Folsom Ranch, I did a pros and cons, and I gave my honest opinion on that one. It's a short video. It's not too long. So check that one out. I do bring up some cons about the community that you might want to consider. So hopefully that helps you out.
Yeah. And like I said, all you have to do is search Sam Golovi, or I'm going to put a link actually in the description. Sam, you're going to remind me tomorrow to do that. And like I said, Sam's going to drop some content, and one of his focuses is going to be Folsom Ranch. So expect to see more model home tours by him and really, really good stuff and everything too. All right, Sam, any parting words, anything?
No, it's a beautiful evening. I'm happy to be alive. I think this live stream was great. I love Folsom Ranch. In fact, we were just talking about that we need to go. They're installing an ice rink in historic Folsom. So for the Christmas and holiday vibes, I think it's going to be awesome. We'll be checking that out. So glad to do it. Thanks for having
me. All right. Johnny Cash liked Folsom. Maybe you will too. Until next time.
Guess what, guys? The video just ended. But don't worry, we have more videos just like that one right over there. And if you missed that red subscribe button during the course of the video, we got you covered right there. Hit that subscribe button. We promise to bring you some amazing content. We won't let you down. Now, if you're looking for a team in the Sacramento metro area to work with, we'd love to talk to you one-on-one. We always include a Zoom link down below, so book a time where we can talk to you a little one-on-one, find out exactly what you're really